Warning. Today's episode features car and emergency vehicle sounds. I advise you not to listen while driving. A big thanks to our producers for this week's episode. Danielle, Ginger, Mike to the D, Cat OJ, Devin, Savannah, Pixel Donut, Janelle, Michelle, Diane, Joy, Josh, Shorty 9867, Lauren, Rebecca, Araceli, Kehlani Hawaii, and Obese J. Thanks so much for the support, guys. Today's episode is from an anonymous user. I hope you enjoy. So get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
I've been in therapy since this happened. I sleep with a gun next to my bed now. The light's on, and I cannot be home alone. He is what happened to me on May 23rd, 2017. In my neighborhood, we had few burglaries. I work from home, and I'm usually home alone with my son. We live near a busy mall, and our neighborhood, even though in a pretty good area, is close to highways and has three ungated entrances, so it makes it easy for people to break in, steal, and get out before the police come. I scare pretty easily, so hearing an alarm go off nearby, seeing the police helicopter circle above, and having the neighborhood swarming with cop cars always freaks me out. We had a spree of guys going into unlocked cars and stealing stuff. I mention this because there were 25 cars they were able to get into. Our area is the kind where you can leave your door open and usually nothing happens. At this point, it had been petty theft. Nothing major has been stolen, and no one had been hurt. So, for the next few months, everyone is pissed. We all feel really violated by what has been happening. Homeowners' meetings are packed, and everyone wants to put a stop to crime going on in our neighborhood. It is soon revealed a rental property in the hood was the home to a drug dealer who was dealing more than just weed. He was selling hardcore stuff, and it was thought that a lot of the crime stemmed from that house. They had undercover cop cars throughout the neighborhood, waiting to make a bust. Up until this point, it was pretty scary, but from a faraway viewpoint. Also, at this point, no one was getting hurt, at least not physically. Our neighborhood watch sent information to make sure alarms were on, windows and doors were locked, and if a car is in the driveway, more than likely burglars will skip your home. Just lock your car doors. Since I work from home, my car is always in the driveway. One afternoon in April, my son and I were on a walk. It was a nice day, and about two blocks from our house, the cop cars came rushing in. I was told to get back to my house as soon as possible. An officer actually escorts us to our door and lets me know to lock all the doors. There are three armed assailants on the run between my street and the next. They broke into two houses. In one, a woman was home alone, and the three men raped her, tied her up, and left her. They broke into a second home, and they pistol-whipped a man that was home. The next week, a woman was nearly kidnapped on a 6 a.m. run on my street. The fear was real at this point. Going out alone during the day or night was not happening. None of these criminals were caught. But then things died down. Usually every couple of days there was a break-in. There was nothing after this in early April. In late May, I had to take my car into the dealership for some work. I was left without a car for 2 days. To keep my son busy, we would go on long walks to the mall with two other moms and their kids in the morning, and then go swimming in our pool in the afternoon. A lot of the stay-at-homes grouped together because of fear of the recent things going on. This day it was actually pretty nice out, so I had all of our sliding glass doors open, and I was letting the house air out. While I was bathing my son, I got a funny feeling, so I rushed and locked all the doors and blinds as quickly as possible. Even though it's in our backyard, I didn't feel safe leaving the doors open, with me down the hall in a bathroom. Just as I was walking away from the last door, I see two large men entering my backyard on our security camera in the kitchen. We have three stations in our house where you can see the feed from the cameras inside and outside. We have one in our bedroom, one in the office, and one in the kitchen. My husband does security systems, so he sets us up with the most elaborate and expensive unit. We have two padlocks on the gate, so I was pretty freaked out that they were able to get in. These men are big guys, at least 6 feet and around 220 pounds, give or take. I'm 5'3 and 140 pounds. I'm not a tiny girl, but I would be no match for these guys. The guys are trying to look through the windows, so I edge back to the bathroom and realize that I left my cell phone outside by the pool, so I cannot call anyone or get any attention from outside of my house. All I have is my work phone in the office that needs to be booted up to be used. I was on vacation for the week, so the system was shut down for the entire time. I grab my son, his diaper bag, and we make our way into the office. The room is pretty soundproof. You have to be screaming for it to be heard outside. It has access to the security cameras and where you can actually hear audio from the cameras. And it has a heavy-duty lock on the door. My husband set it up after the rape so that it could be a panic room if we ever needed it. It's hidden in our garage, and unless you turn on all the lights in the garage, and you have to walk around this tool bench and a high shelf, if you're not looking, you may not even realize there's another room there. My son, thankfully, falls asleep on the rug in the room. As I am freaking out watching these guys as they use a little hammer to break the sliding glass door to enter my bedroom, I'm getting the computer started up to call the police. Once they're inside, I am only able to see them in the living room, kitchen, and my son's room. They are going into all 5 bedrooms of the house, rummaging through closets and drawers. The larger of the two men walks into the living room. He has my cell phone in his hand, and he literally looks at the camera in the living room and waves with my phone in hand. He then opens his bag, pulls out a knife, rope, and duct tape, and what I later found out was condoms. He then says,
"Hey, pretty mommy, where are you hiding? Wanna have some fun?"
I realize these guys are not here to steal stuff. I am finally able to call the cops. They tell me to stay secured in the room, turn out the lights, stay on the line, and be as quiet as possible. These guys are tearing my house apart, and they're calling my name looking for me. They even start calling my son's name.
"Where are you?"
This part freaks me out. How the hell did they know our names? One of the jerks actually started eating the chicken I baked for dinner. They're rummaging through my laundry room, and one of them grabs a pair of dirty underwear and inhales deeply. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever witnessed, and I was praying they didn't find us. They make their way to the garage and they're looking around. I can only see a little from the kitchen camera. I'm praying they don't turn on the lights and see the entrance to the office in the corner of the garage. I'm whispering into the phone, keeping the dispatcher up to date on what I'm seeing on our security feed. She tells me the cops are 4 minutes out. These jerks are rummaging through the garage. I hear them playing with my husband's power tools. My son wakes up and surprisingly does not start crying. He quietly looks at me, sucking his thumb. I know what these jackasses have in mind for me, but I'm so scared to think what they are going to do to my son. That single thought brings me to tears even as I recount the situation to tell it. I bring my son into the closet of the room with a flashlight, bottle, and blanket, and I mouth for him to be quiet and I shut the door. The dispatcher tells me the cops are 3 minutes out. Her name is Janice. I beg her to tell them to hurry up. She tells me to keep calm and that she is there with me. She recommends that I get in the closet as well. I don't, because I don't want them to think about my son if they break through the door. Then the guys start pounding on the office door. These guys are pulling at the door and it sounds like they're throwing their weight into the door. I hear my husband's power saw. At this point, the bigger guy screams,
"Bitch, I know you and the baby are in there. We are here to fuck you up. You should have just come out when we came in."
I'm literally shaking and praying the door and the lock holds up. I move a dresser in front of the door. No idea why I did that, but it's what they do in the movies. I then push the futon in the room against the dresser, just praying the weight on the door would keep them out. I tell the dispatcher what's going on and she tells me the cops are breaking in through my front picture window. I look at the security system and sure enough, there looks to be 4 or 5 cops at my door. The rest was a blur. It felt like it was forever with all of the noises of taking the guys down and then just silence. I was sobbing and rocking in the dark with my son in my arms, who still sat there quietly hugging me and patting my back. Soon I heard a knock on the door. It was a female officer. It took me a moment to open the door and I didn't even realize I still had Janice on the phone. The guys were arrested. They were caught with large amounts of cocaine, meth, and roofies on them. They had broken into the drug dealer's house before they broke into my house. The cops later disclosed that they had been stalking and watching me for a few weeks. They knew I was home all along, and I was the next victim on their list. I thank God they didn't get to me, because I have no idea if I would still be here to tell this story. We actually were able to sell our house 2 months ago, and we moved out of state. Our new hood has a gated entrance. My house has security cameras in every room, and I have a gate around the entire property. So to the rapists and burglars terrorizing my old neighborhood, let's not ever meet again. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time. Sweet dreams.